the foot of the cross, where grace and suffering meet. You have shown me your love through the judgment you received, and you've won my
How can taking time to reflect on the death of an innocent good man by a tortuous slow death by crucifixion be a good thing? A reading from John 19. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write, the King of the Jews, but this man said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. To prepare his disciples for his death, Jesus told a story of Moses. God told Moses that the people were living in a way that wouldn't end well. That reality was graphically depicted when an infestation of poisonous snakes attacked and every life was in danger. The people were terrified. Moses told them that if they looked at the carving of a serpent he had made, they would be saved from disaster and death. This old story reflects something we know today. Therapists encourage us to find a safe way of confronting and looking at whatever is causing us distress, so that the bad experience will loosen its grip on our lives. In a way, that's what Good Friday is about. Reflecting on the cross of Jesus can open for us a renewed future. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the love. love demands my soul, my life, my all.
When we look at the cross, what do we see? It's a scene of shocking violence. Crucifixion was designed to be a public spectacle of shock and awe that would quell any notion of resistance against the occupying power of the Roman Empire. Today's news bulletins are dominated by stories of the abuse of power. International relations seems to follow the principle that overwhelming violence is the way to find security. The way of the world in Jesus' time and in our time is to win power over others at all costs. We look at the cross and we see the consequences of our actions. What happens when we believe the only way to resolve conflict is to assert our superior power? When we are happy to scapegoat the innocent to achieve what we want? When we are content to exploit the vulnerable rather than care for them? The cross uncovers the violence that lies beneath much of what we consider normal life. On the cross we see an innocent teacher, healer, a champion of the oppressed, who lived a life more than any other, characterized by love. These words from the 8th century, set for the Thursday of Holy Week, say it all. Where charity and love are, God is there. Christ's love has gathered us into one. Let us rejoice and be pleased in him. Let us fear and let us love the living God. And may we love each other with a sincere heart. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to its own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Words from the letter to the Philippians. Reflecting on the cross, we see Jesus' act of selfless love, an act of pure goodness. That is why this is Good Friday. But crucifixion is not the end. God's loving purpose will be fully revealed in 2 days' time, on Easter morning, when it is shown that this world's evil does not have the last word. The greatest power in this world is not the power of violence, but the power of God's love. Love is the nurturer of all that is good in life. Love is the healer of hurts. Love is the way of life that gives meaning and purpose. When we are loved, we are strengthened. When we are loved, we are healed. When we are loved, we are motivated to act in the best interest of others. We are empowered to love our neighbours as ourselves. As our opening hymn reminded us, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. A commitment to a life of loving others, being a source of healing in our broken world, that is a message of hope, of healing and assurance, truly good news on this Good Friday. From the perspective of Easter morning, there is hope at the foot of the cross. As reflected in Archbishop Desmond Tutu's words, goodness is stronger than evil.
Goodness is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness. Life is stronger than death. Goodness is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness. Life is stronger than death. Victory is ours, victory is ours, through him who loved us. Victory is ours, victory is ours, through him who loved us. Ooh. Goodness is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness. Life is stronger than death. Victory is ours, through him who loved us. Victory is ours, through him who loved us. Ooh. Goodness is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness. Life is stronger than death.